Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
All right, folks. So this isn't our podcast. It's yours. brownbag@wnep.com. It's only as good as the questions we get, right? You have to keep that in mind. We can't sit here and make stuff up.
Are you just going to gloss over the fact that you did a major bad thing?
You're going to bring up what I just brought
yes!
up?
Yes!
I did.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I know Travis is listening because he is our biggest fan, right?
Sean's going to look now. So
I was saying we should add in some Travis questions from the separate Travis bag. And guess what, Travis? I think somebody threw them away.
Months ago, Travis sent so many questions. It clogged the brown bag, so I put his in a certain bag, and I thought, I'll sprinkle them in later.
And somebody threw it away.
So I had a big garbage bag full of his questions, and now we can't.
So, Travis, go to your sent folder. Yes. And then resend all those.
Resend everything, Travis.
It has nothing to do with me. I was trying to keep things in order.
You didn't throw them away.
No, the cleaning crew did.
I'm going to guess someone saw a bunch of paper, crumpled up papers in a bag.
And thought it was garbage.
And thought it was garbage.
Joe, how could you be so disrespectful?
That's respectful. To the podcast, I wanted to sprinkle his questions in. We didn't want to be overwhelmed with him.
We'll have to find a safer hiding place.
Yes.
All right. So get your questions in,
brownbag@wnep.com.
Travis is sitting here listening like...
What's going on?
This is what...
We don't want a one-dimensional podcast. We want multiple viewers to send in questions.
True.
And that's what they do, but his was just overloading it, so I put his on the side. Travis, resend them, buddy. All right, brown bag, one word, brownbag@wnep.com. Get your questions in, and here they all are. So if you're watching the podcast, there they are. If you're listening, trust me, we still have a pretty full bag. But this is only as good as you guys make it. So who's going first?
I don't know. We're glad to have Ladies Nikki
first.
Back.
Yeah, all right, let's have Nikki.
I'll go first.
When's the last time you were here, Nikki?
It's been about 3 weeks.
So on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of work-related stuff, do you look forward to this?
Oh, absolutely.
Get out. 1 to 10. Is it an 8?
I'd say 9. I really like doing the podcast.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We should just not do anything else here at work. Forget the anchoring, the reporting.
Just do podcast every day?
Let's just podcast 24/7.
If the money was there, they would do it.
Yeah, that's true.
We need sponsors.
Yeah.
Like this, you can't make this up.
You can't.
Wait.
Okay. Dear,
oh, my gosh.
It says, Dear Nikki Cries.
Whoa!
It's directly to Nikki.
We didn't make this up. It's real.
I wish you could zoom in.
This is all random. We picked this stuff up.
Dear Nikki Cries, this question is for you.
Here we go.
Do you like a very hot summer or a super cold winter? And that's from Ben.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know why it's just
your
for
question.
Me.
Yeah, I know.
That's but here we go.
We can all answer it.
It's an anybody question.
Neither.
But if you had to choose one of the
other. If I had to choose one.
There's not a human being on the planet that would choose a super
a very
cold
hot summer.
Winter
I would
over
choose,
a super
if I had to
summer.
Choose one, I'd say a very hot summer. Because you can go to the pool.
Mindy, do not end our relationship.
Is this a deal breaker?
This is like if you told me.
I mean, how cold is very cold is the question, too. Like if it's below zero all the time, I'm not going to do
that. Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
I would say uncomfortably either way. It's uncomfortably hot or uncomfortably cold.
Because you can always get warmer in the cold in
that
the winter.
Logic,
I can't get
say
cooler
that.
In the summer. It's I get true. Too. I get overheated.
I hate when people say that.
I get cranky when I'm overheated.
All right, let's go with
so
20
do
degrees
I.
above average. So an average high in the summer is 85.
So 105.
It's going to be near 100 every day.
No, I can't do it.
Oh, I don't know if
I can
do
it. Let me flip it. The average high in the winter is about 35. So do you want an average high of near
15.
Zero every day?
15, you said 20.
Yeah,
20
okay,
degrees.
You're right.
15. I seriously would rather that.
I'm done here.
I'm serious.
I can't live with certain people
I'd go with the hotter summer because at least I could be outside and
doing
find ways
stuff.
To cool
no,
off.
You
I
can't.
Could find
Is
some
it?
Water
you
to
get
in.
You can't do anything in.
No.
You're stuck inside in
I can still
really
ski in 15 degrees.
If the high is 0, 10, 15, at night it's going to be 10, 20 below zero. What kind of life
I'll
are you going
to sleep
have?
In my bed like a burrito.
I can't be stuck inside.
No, but the thing is, think about it. In the summer, people in like Florida and Texas, they don't go outside because it's too darn hot. They stay in their AC. That's really what happens.
They're pansies.
My thing is it going to be humid? Because I don't like the humidity.
Same. It's going to be humid, too.
Same. Is it a dry heat like Arizona?
No, I'm not going to take winter, though.
Email back in and clarify.
I don't want the ice. I don't want the snow.
No. Plus, there's death everywhere. There's nothing to do. In the summer, even if it's 100 degrees, there's life, there's insects, there's plant life, there's kids playing.
Oh, I don't
in the
want
park.
The insects. You're not selling that.
Beautiful butterflies.
Okay. Monarchs.
I'm not a butterfly person either.
Really?
I don't know.
You don't like butterflies?
No.
How is that possible?
That's unheard of. But what Mindy said, I guess.
I just don't. I never did.
I love butterflies.
Do you like a good unicorn?
I do like a good unicorn.
I hate unicorns too.
Butterflies and bunnies, no.
So you would all take the summer,
I would
except
take
for
the
me.
Summer.
No,
there's
you would take the summer too. You're lying to yourself.
No, 105.
Every day.
I can't do it, man. I grew up in Iowa. There's corn sweat. It's hotter than here, and I didn't like it.
Every day, 0, 10, 15 degrees, you're going to take that.
Yeah. No, 15 degrees. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah, but okay. That's the high.
In that case.
There is a difference, my friends. Okay. Hey, morning crew. Oh, my gosh. This is
from Mindy?
Oh, wait. This is from Travis.
Travis, we still love you, baby.
Redeemed.
Travis, you're still alive. Okay.
You're still alive. You don't know
so
that.
Funny.
As
Travis,
of the reading, we don't know. He could be having a heart attack right now.
No, he's a young man. I don't think so. All right. Mindy, do you sleep on your way to work and let your Tesla drive you?
I want to know all about this.
Oh,
you know she's
going to
say
no,
but the answer is yes.
The answer might be yes.
What are the legalities of that and how
you can't sleep while you drive?
I'm not saying
well, will
you
it
sleep.
Let you? Are there like alarms that will go off?
So, that's what happens. So it has cameras everywhere, which I've given in a long time ago. If I have a cell phone, I know that I'm being watched constantly. Okay. So the fact that my car has cameras, whatever.
What do you mean cameras that then? Are networked to their database?
Probably, I'm sure. Yeah,
I think so.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they watch me do whatever I'm doing in the car, whatever. But yeah, so when you're in self-drive, if your eyes close, the camera sees it and it'll blink on the screen. And if you still don't, you have to shake the wheel a little bit. And if you don't do that, then it'll start buzzing at you. That kind of stuff.
So did you ever give it a long-term test where bright eyes, you're very alert, but your hands aren't on the wheel?
You know what? Your hands don't have to be on the wheel anymore.
So have you given it a long test?
Oh, yeah. I don't.
You can do the whole thing to work?
I don't even have my hands on the wheel.
Every day?
Seriously.
I don't believe this.
Seriously. Yeah.
What is the state of Pennsylvania?
Mindy actually has a pair of goggles that have pictures of eyeballs that she puts on.
I'm sure, Sean, I'm sure people do that. I'm sure they do.
What does the state of Pennsylvania say? Is that semi-legal? I don't even know the answer to this.
I think in general,
you have to always be prepared to
take over if you have self-driving cars. You're never supposed to just kind of like kick back and read a book. You're
always supposed to
take over
like,
in an emergency.
On the way back from Vermont, I was looking at all the foliage and stuff, and I was in the driver's seat. And if you look to the side too much, the car then also tells you to pay attention.
And what are your hands? Just on your lap or something?
Yeah, on my lap, eating. Yeah,
and
whatever.
You just set it to a speed and then go.
Yeah, yeah. I have to tell you, I can't even – I know people think I'm crazy – it is the most – I never thought I'd want somebody to drive for me, let alone a car. I love it. I love it. I go to a new city. I don't even have to pay – I mean, I do pay attention. But I don't have to worry about where I'm going. I just put in the address and the car drives. I don't have to know which lane I'm supposed to be in. I don't have to worry about anything. I just let the car do it. I just let my daughter take it to Reading for a concert.
She doesn't do that.
Do not
put it on self-drive.
No. I said do put it on self-drive. Because it's safer. It's so much safer than a person driving. I say do put it on self-drive, but make sure you're paying attention to her. We call her Tessie. My car.
Tessie.
She has her own personality.
Now you're going
and
too
now,
far.
No, it has AI, Joe.
Okay.
It has AI. So I push the button and I'll be like, Grok, just ask it any question you want. I'll be like, when's the peak of leaf peeping season in northeastern Pennsylvania?
So it talks to you. It's driving for
it
you.
It talks to you. It is sassy.
It's sassy.
It is sassy.
It puts an attitude with it.
Yes.
It is sassy.
Well, it takes after its owner.
Yeah.
So,
but it is the best.
That was
self-driving
a shot at you and
is
you
the best thing over. I don't care.
Well,
I'm
I
just
think
so, like,
if someone's
I'm sad
this,
most people aren't doing it.
If someone's listening to this podcast in 5-10 years, I think they're going to laugh at this because it's going to be probably so ubiquitous then.
Probably,
in the early stages now.
Right. But I just think that everybody should try it because it would make everybody safer.
So as a guy on the opposite side of the spectrum, I'm not anti-electric car by any means, but I love the thrill of driving. I have a 6-speed Mazda and I love driving.
Yeah, I thought I did too. I started out driving a stick when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
I never thought I'd go to manual. I loved my stick. I loved the power of shifting.
Yeah, I love it.
And then I went to manual. I was like, this is easier. But I love driving too. I really do. And I love it more when the car drives me now.
But I think you're a pampered little baby.
I'm not though. No.
A little bit?
No.
Nikki, do you think she's a little pampered?
No.
I slept in a truck bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. In a tree.
I'm just kidding. No, that's pretty cool.
I love that we both got questions for us.
We're going to keep the trend going. This is going to be made for Sean.
We're really making up for the intro here because this one's also from Travis.
Travis, we're back, baby.
Maybe someone dumped all the Travis ones in and got rid of the bags.
Oh, maybe.
That could
maybe
be.
Maybe they're all in here.
No, that was a gigantic bag.
This one's, hey, morning crew. What's a job you'd never want to do?
Interesting.
Okay.
Sean, this is your question. You have to go first.
I would say probably something that would require me to be really high up in the air, being the, you know, like in a really precarious.
Like a window washer?
Working on top of like a windmill or something. I wouldn't love just for that aspect of it, not the manual labor part of it, but the heights maybe, or something like, I don't know. Dealing with like toxic waste, like the obvious, like
yeah, but could you
dangerous
be like a,
things?
Could you be like a,
I guess.
Could you be like a porta potty cleaner? Like the list could be endless.
I guess
like, you could do that.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think I'd do that.
So I have always felt that physicians and the like, surgeons, deserve all the money they get because mm-hmm. I went to my prostate urologist this past week and I asked him, so how you know. He said every day there's like 10, 20, 30 guys that come in. And this is what he's doing. He's checking prostates every
day. That is a lot.
If that was one day of a whole year, I would dread it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And that's his life.
It's just one of those things like when you do it so much, it just becomes
it.
Like.
And I'm not trying to do guy humor here, but I'm talking any physician. Can you imagine listening to people's problems every day if you're a doctor, a general doctor? This person's coming with a cold. My son has a knee ache. All day long, I could never, despite the money, be a physician or a surgeon or you just dealing with people and helping their
So it's not like the like it's, blood or
no,
guts
it's
kind of
just
stuff.
The,
it's just more the
monotony,
people.
It's all, to me, it's drowning in negativity.
He just doesn't want to help people, Sean.
No, right. I'm not that's saying that.
I know you're not saying that.
People do want to help. Yeah. Like, that's got to be overwhelming.
It's got to be overwhelming. I think for me, the job that I wouldn't want to do is, and I, bless the people who do these jobs, it's the ones where it's like a conveyor belt, and I'm standing here doing the exact same thing for 8 hours.
Monotony.
Be tough.
Yeah, monotony.
Monotony. I can't do – I have to go out and do – that's why I like being a reporter because I'm doing something different every day. I like spicing it up.
I think that drew us all to this career.
Yeah.
It's not even an option.
Yeah.
To do
the same thing every day.
Some brains can handle it, maybe.
Yeah.
Not that we're better or worse than them, but some brains can handle it.
No, my brain wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yeah. Well, I don't like cleaning toilets, unlike Joe.
You really don't? You like cleaning?
No, I don't like cleaning.
It was with the Tesla thing. You're pampered.
I used to help my mom clean every Saturday morning. I heard that. And I just hated it. I don't like cleaning. No, I don't want to do it.
It's so satisfying.
And so I think like if I had to clean toilets, that would be a job that I would hate.
Yeah.
But don't you think this goes with the pampered thing? You like being pampered in your Tesla?
No, I am so
tough. You like
tough.
People cleaning your home?
I don't have anybody. I clean my home.
I bet you don't cut your own toenails.
I do sometimes.
You go to a
I don't
place
chew to... them. I'm like somebody I know.
Once in a while. I told you as a kid, and I still do it once in a while. Nikki, don't judge me. I see those judgy eyes.
I don't know what this is.
He bites his toenails.
No, wait, what?
Yes. Listen, show us how you do it there.
I can still just...
If you're watching, if you're listening, you're missing it. Joe,
who can do that? Come
Joe
on.
Joe can actually
I don't
bite
even want to know if I can.
If I'm lying in bed and my toenail gets caught on the bed
you could
cover.
Get up and get it's, a clipper.
Like
a,
you feel like
why
feel,
don't you just clip them?
What I'm saying is if I feel like a little cuticle or something there, I'm not going to run down the hall and look for the clippers. I just bite it off.
I would drive 1,000 miles to get clippers before I ever put my foot in my mouth.
Metaphorically
this
or...
This is right after I came out of the bathtub. They're
it doesn't
clean.
Matter. It doesn't matter.
They're not that clean.
The hall, walking down the hall should not be a deterrent.
I'm with a bunch of prudes here. So what? You bite your nail. Look at it. I bite my nails. What's the difference?
I bet if we pulled all the people who work here, you're the only one who does it. don't you think?
What's cleaner, toenails or fingernails?
Probably toenails,
yeah,
actually.
So a lot of people bite their fingernails. I still bite them. You don't think that's sick, do you?
Yeah.
No,
kind
so
of.
I bite my fingernails and toenails. I got a nervous problem, okay? Look at Nikki. She can't even go on. Travis.
I've never heard anybody say they bite their toenail.
Did you ever bite your toenail? It's not a regular thing. I haven't done it in a year. It's not like I'm just saying once in a while I will do it.
Okay.
It's like daily hygiene.
I'd just give you credit for admitting it.
That's true. I mean, we appreciate your honesty.
I guess we know the name of this episode.
So whose turn is it?
Did you pick?
Did you pick?
Oh, it is my turn. Nikki, when's the last time? As a kid, did you bite your toenails?
I did as a kid. I don't think once.
I thought everyone bit their toenails.
I bit my toenails as a kid.
I don't think I ever bit my toenails.
Yeah.
I don't think I.
Really?
No.
Maybe Sean, you need to try it.
Maybe that's what it is. I always tell my kids they need to try things, so maybe I should take my own advice.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah. If I could do it, I might like dislocate a hip or something.
A lot of children, they're inspired by the wonders of science and nature, and then they lose that when they become adults. Mindy, you used to love biting your toenails.
You're right. This weekend, I'm going to try biting my toenails.
Then you became a jaded adult, and you let it go.
You're right.
Go back.
Go back.
Go back. This is from Rob Cardillo. Was there any real purpose? Caught myself here. All right, ladies, help me out here. Was there any real purpose of women wearing stockings other than that it was the societal norm of the time? Does anyone still wear them? And does anyone think the social norm will go back to wearing them? Stockings?
I think he means pantyhose.
Yeah,
don't you think?
Women's stockings. So, yeah, you see it like the 30s, 40s, 50s, I guess.
Well, and the 80s and the 90s, we used to wear them a lot. And for some reason...
It went away,
right?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes if it's really, really cold out...
Okay.
Also, it depends on the shoes I'm wearing. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I would need pantyhose, but very rarely. And a lot of times I just wear tights.
And if you're in theater...
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the original. Was there ever a purpose to this? Do you guys know? Was it warmth or to make the legs look better? Was it cosmetic?
I think it's both. And also, you know, a lot of times you don't want to wear shoes without a sock or a stocking or something. I mean, okay.
It does make the legs look better, though.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes. I don't really wear that. I don't remember the last time I wore pantyhose. How about you?
So I wore them for my sister's wedding.
Oh, well, that's
and
different.
And they ripped. And I didn't have a spare pair. And I needed a pair. So someone gave me a pair. It was a new pair. But they were too small.
Oh, no.
And the crotch of them was
down. You're getting too... Sean, make her stop.
This is something women can relate to.
Oh, okay.
The crotch of them was like halfway to my knees.
Down your thighs.
And
yeah.
I kept having to pull them up.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
And I was walking funny.
What are you searching?
I'm trying to find...
Sean is searching. What's the original purpose of stockings? So keep going.
No, every time I look at the pictures of my sister's wedding and I see myself, I'm thinking, I was so uncomfortable in that picture.
Right.
Because of... My pantyhose.
So did you have to wear pantyhose? Like, did she require that?
No, she didn't. But I thought I wanted to.
Right.
Because it was in Toronto, and it was probably 30 degrees.
But now the more I hear you talk about this, women wear them all the time when they want, like, a black look.
Those are more tights, though. Were they tights or pantyhose?
No,
I think of pantyhose as being
patterns
thinner,
and all that stuff.
Thinner ones. You know what I mean?
Sean has the answer.
I do.
Okay.
All right. So in the very beginning, stockings were primarily worn for warmth.
Ooh.
Mm.
Then in the 20s, when skirts rose in popularity, they were a way to cover legs for modesty.
Oh.
Mm. Evolving into a practical necessity in the fashion staple.
Like cover the legs.
But in the 15th century, they were primarily worn by men.
Well,
yes,
they weren't like the see-through ones. That was like a
thick stockings. Well, so pantyhose.
Like yeah.
So when you wore stockings, the whole idea of like a garter or garter belt was to help hold your stockings up. So pantyhose actually kind of solved the issue where it was an all-in-one thing. It was panties and stockings all in one.
Oh, that's why they're
called pantyhose.
That would have been a good way.
So there are two separate things. Pantyhose and stockings are not the same.
You see, folks, we tackle garments here on the podcast too.
But it is interesting how like girls in their 20s and stuff won't wear them.
They won't wear them.
No. In fact, a lot of times they have like spray on pantyhose. Have you seen those?
No.
Yeah, you can just like spray to do like a fake tan kind of a thing.
Okay.
Which washes off. Yeah.
So synthetic fibers. Could you check that?
Well, they talked about nylon becoming
nylon wasn't even invented until the 40s and maybe the late 30s.
It's probably cotton or wool.
Oh, yeah, because that's another nylons is another word for pantyhose.
But it's a petroleum. Yeah, nylon. So what did
nylon in the 30s?
Yeah,
because made them stronger, more affordable.
What did they
alternative
make them
to of? Silk?
Oh, silk.
Yeah. Oh, so I bet they were expensive.
Because before crude oil and petroleum products like pantyhose, there was no synthetic fibers.
So right.
Silk.
But the thing is, though, even though
silk
they say
stockings,
they're stronger.
Remember the show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I've heard of it.
They always, pantyhose always run. You guys don't even understand the difficulty. Like, Nikki experienced it at the wedding. Women just like, you're at a nice event, wedding, a whatever, a formal event, and then you get this big, long run in your pantyhose.
Your gender brings all this onto yourself.
I mean, sort of, but not. I mean, it's not my fault what society does.
Break the social norms.
All right.
I want you to go to the next wedding with the baseball cap on,
mm-hmm.
jeans. Admit that you like doing all these things.
Okay. All right. Maybe.
Maybe.
Nikki, it's your turn.
She's going to get another personalized, tailored for her question.
Isn't that weird?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, that was so weird that it. And mine was to me, but yours wasn't to you necessarily.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Who knew we were going to tackle toenail biting and pantyhose in a discussion?
In one show. If all fruit is naturally sweet, how did monk fruit become used as an artificial sweetener? I love chai, but I have pre-diabetes, so I'm always looking for ways to lower my A1C.
Ooh.
And I've discovered zero-sugar keto chais with monk fruit.
Wow.
Hard to believe it's zero sugar because it tastes like regular chai. Shout out to Abide Coffee House in Wilkes-Barre,
Mike says. Mindy, I went to Abide
a
couple
weeks ago. I can tell.
No,
you love this kind of stuff. The chai. Why don't you know what chai is?
Chai is very good.
What is it?
So the question is, how did monk fruit become used?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. Monk fruit, it's a fruit that they use as a sweetener. But, I mean, other things have become sweeteners, too, like stevia plants and, you know, I don't know why they chose monk fruit or agave, you know, the cactus.
So the science of this agave, this is kind of scammy.
Oh, really?
If you look up agave, it's just as bad as high fructose corn syrup. Sugar, sugar. Fructose is fructose and sucrose is sucrose.
Okay.
So when they get these complex carbohydrates from exotic fruits and put them in things and make it sound better, it's not. It's the same.
I thought it was better as far as how your body would process it, though.
Well, if you process it, say, in a banana or with the skin of an apple, you're getting fiber, which then ingests it differently. But it's still sugar, sugar, whether it comes from an apple – or gummy worms. It's sugar.
Are you finding out something?
I am. I've learned a lot about monk fruit in the last.
How do we spell monk?
Monk fruit.
Monk fruit.
Yeah, they're celibate.
It's a Chinese melon. Also found in Thailand. It's 300 to 400 times sweeter than sugar, which is why it's used as a sweetener. But it also has no calories and also has very little impact on your blood sugar levels, which is why it's
wait
good
a minute.
For
I'm going to stop
people with
right
diabetes.
There. What is this? It's impossible
monk
for
fruit.
A sugar to have no calories. So that is a flat out lie.
But it's not
an artificial sweetener.
It's monk fruit. It's the sweet. They use the fruit itself as a sweetener. So
but
the fruit itself
it's so
is
much sweeter
so
than
sweet.
Sugar.
Right.
It has to
the
have
calories
fat.
Are minimal, right? Because you don't have to use very much of it to sweeten something.
Yeah, but something's going on here.
It has zero glycemic response.
Okay, well, that's different than no calories.
But it also says it has no calories. This is just what the internet's telling me, Joe.
I'm going to dive into this because that is totally impossible.
It also says it has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties in some studies. So, anyway.
Interesting. Well, that was a good question.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
I like the name monk fruit.
Yeah.
And
it's
agave.
Very religious.
It's very religious.
Yes.
Do you guys like Monk, the TV show?
No, that wasn't my favorite.
Oh, I loved it. You don't know Monk?
I don't know Monk.
Yeah, he was like the ultimate crime solver.
Then maybe aww, I would.
This is really cute. This is from Jesse from Shavertown. Mindy just asked, could we have beers during the podcast? And she wrote, OMG. My husband and I usually wind up with giggles watching. I actually made the comment that it would be such a hoot just to be a little bit tipsy. You guys are a bunch of squirrels to begin with. I think it would be great, even if it was a one-time deal. Good luck with it.
You can't push through management. Let us drink and get drunk.
Jesse says it's okay.
Well,
all right.
I mean,
I'm with Jesse.
I'm with Jesse. And Carrie, the producer, says it's okay.
These corporate overlords and,
but you know what?
And humorless managers don't understand the real world.
They would suddenly understand it if we were sponsored by Yingling.
Yeah, then
there we go.
If they made money off of it, suddenly it would be all right.
Step up, Yingling. Step up.
Step up, please. Or there's Nutrail in Williamsport. What are the other local beers?
Oh, yes,
we're here. We're waiting.
You like Broken Heels, too.
Let's pit Nutrail against Yingling and see who sponsors us first.
Oh, that's a good idea.
My money's on Nutrail.
Yingling's bigger, but Nutrail might want the sponsorship.
Joe's still trying to figure out the calories.
I'm looking into that
more. Do we have time for one more?
I think so. We're under a minute, but...
under a minute, so it's got to be a quick one.
Let's see.
Virtually zero calories.
Actually,
compound's called megrosite. So it's not a carbohydrate. It's a whole different type of thing here. That's it. All
right. Well, it has to be a carbohydrate, right?
No, it's not.
This isn't.
It's
worth
a monogrosite.
We don't have a lot of time. It's not worth getting into.
Well, then let's all do this because we only have 40 seconds left. Let's see who can lift their foot up as high as their
mouth to see if they are capable of actually
biting their toenails.
Well, I'm afraid I might spoil.
Look at
my
Mindy.
Pants.
See, she can't get it.
I can too.
I think she's jealous. Oh,
I can.
Sean's not going to try it this weekend, and I'll let you know. Try biting your toenails.
We need more beer for Sean to try the toenail thing.
That's what I need. A couple beers before I
he'll be fine.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.